Good morning. My name is Adelia Huang. I am a hearings officer. This is case number 3180022. This is an appeal of a Bureau of Transportation determination, and the appellant is Hardeep Singh Dunchak. And I'm noting that there is someone here sitting in the seat representing the city. However, I am not noticing anyone else in the room nor anyone specifically representing the appellant. And this is the date and time of the scheduled hearing. I just want to check in with you, Mr. City Representative.
Sure.
Can you tell me, did you have any contact with Mr. Dunchak about today's appeal hearing?
I have not had any contact with or from him about any matter, including today's hearing.
Okay, so let me just go ahead and take a look at the file to see if we provided notice of today's hearing. Exhibit 6 is a notice of hearing, which indicates it was mailed on Wednesday, March 7th, 2018. And today's date is March 26, 2018. I do not see any notice that this letter has been returned as undeliverable. I am going to check in with the hearings clerk to see if the appellant has had any contact with the office, our office, about today's hearing.
He has not contacted our office.
Okay. I do note for the record that the notice of hearing states that those arriving late may lose the opportunity to present their case or to hear other parties, as well as the fact that hearings begin promptly. And although it does look like the mailing address that was provided by the appellant, it states that he has a mailing address in California, it does appear that it and sounds reasonable that a March 7th letter that was mailed on that date should have been sent, delivered to that California address by now. Okay, so I do not see any request that this hearing be rescheduled, and I am finding the adequate notice of today's proceeding has been provided to the appellant. So therefore, we are going to go ahead and proceed with the hearing. City Representative, did you have some time to review the information that was submitted by Mr. Dunchak?
I did.
Do you have any objections to anything that he submitted?
No objection.
Okay. I reviewed everything. Everything is relevant, and I'm going to go ahead and admit Exhibits 1 through and including 14 into the record. So, at this time, please raise your right hand and I'll swear you in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give shall be the truth?
I do.
Okay, please state and spell your first and last name for the record.
My name is Ted Nyamura. Last name spelled N is in November, A-E, M is in Mike, U-R-A.
And Mr. Nyamura, were you the one that issued the penalty determination that is the subject of the appeal, and it's a notice of penalty, $250, dated January 24th, 2018?
Yes.
Okay. Please tell me why you issued this determination.
I issued that determination because I had been investigating the City of Portland's for-hire ordinance on the date in the letter, which was Saturday, December 9th, and I detected Mr. Dunchak operating with ordinance failures, in particular, failure to carry the printed form of his company's insurance. I cautioned him against future trips without that, then noticed in our department file that the individual had been previously cautioned about carrying that document, so he failed twice on two inspections, so I issued him a penalty.
And were you the inspector that was present during the audit, the ride audit?
On December 9th, I was that person.
Okay. And the reason why I bring that up is because Mr. Dunchak has submitted a copy of a business card, and it looks like Exhibit 4,
yes.
And there's a name Jason on it, so I was just a bit curious as to how that connects with your ride audit.
That connects with the post-audit investigation I did, and the connection is that a copy of that card was not in Mr. Dunchak's file. But a copy of Exhibit 12 was in Mr. Dunchak's file. And the business card you're asking about is consistent with something that Jason King, another enforcement officer would have filled out and handed to Mr. Duchok to prompt him to follow the laws going forward. It jibes with Exhibit 12, which is also completed by Jason King, which is a warning slip. That slip is filled out in duplicate with a yellow copy handed to the driver personally, is our practice during the time of the audit. So it's a long way of saying the card embodies another tangible item handed to Mr. Duchok on his September 12th audit.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything else that you'd like me to know that you don't think that you'd like to emphasize or that you think needs to be added in addition to what the document stated in the file?
I would just want to confirm that the premises I was working on where the consisted of roadway at or near Airport Way in the city of Portland, Multnomah County, Oregon. And all the conduct I observed was on the roadway, either on Airport Way or streets adjacent to it or at the Portland Airport. So all the premises were within the city of Portland, Multnomah County, state of Oregon. I'm also a transportation officer of the City of Portland under City Code Chapter 16.10, and the four higher ordinances are within my responsibility and authority.
And are you an authorized representative of the PBOT director?
I am an authorized representative of the PBOT director.
And the reason why I ask that is because the way that 1640 is written talks a lot about issuing civil penalties and where it says the PBOT director may, and then of course the definition talks about the director or the authorized representative of, so.
Sure.
Okay. Let me actually turn your attention to the written letter that the appellant submitted, and I just want to see if you have any feedback about some of his specific points that he made, Exhibit 3.
Okay, I have it now.
Okay, I'm turning to about 3/4 of the way down, so it says, this thing happened with me 3 to 4 months ago, and then officer told me the same thing, and then I went to the Uber officer and told them. They said it's not necessary to keep in car. So do you know anything about, from what I read, he's alleging that he was told by Uber that he didn't need to keep the Uber insurance in his car. Do you have any response to that?
Yes, I do have a response to that. First, Uber staff are not City of Portland Bureau of Transportation director designees. And even if they were, that's an incorrect statement of the law. And the city is not bound by incorrect statements of the law, especially when they're made by non-city agents. So that's bad advice.
Okay. And
actually, may I comment further on that?
Yes.
The comment is, I very routinely hear that statement or statements like it from people, drivers who drive for companies like Uber and Lyft. I am sympathetic to people who are onboarded and processed to receive driver permits. And that is why, and in this audit, I specifically went through, I remember talking to the driver about the requirements. And I did issue him initially a warning. And I did that because I understand that bad information comes through in lots of different ways to lots of different people, but to drivers in this situation, very commonly. And so I try to take a realistic view and understanding of that. But in this situation, the driver had been warned by a Portland official before, Jason King, so I went the extra step of delivering a penalty in this case. What I'm trying to say is I understand that, and I try to take a realistic view about that and offer information and help and advice.
Okay. The last question that I have, I believe, is that when I read the penalty notice, you cited two specific city code provisions that Mr. Duchok's failure to carry a copy of the Uber company insurance certificate may have violated. And so, let's see here. So my understanding is that the Uber company insurance is distinctive. It's separate from the regular vehicle insurance that a normal driver, non-TNC driver, would have to carry. Is that right?
That is correct.
So a TNC driver would need to carry their own personal vehicle insurance as well as the TNC company certificate of insurance?
Correct. And I'd like to explain why that's the case.
Okay.
I'll do it briefly. The reason that's important, first, there's two reasons. First of all, the driver has to be an insurable person. And the code has identified having insurance as proof of that. But second, TNC drivers, transportation network company drivers, are operating in the vast majority of cases and virtually, I mean, they are operating personal cars. And the driver can start the day on personal business, going to the dentist. That's not TNC business, that's, you know, your own business. And then say from the dentist's office decide, well, now I'm gonna start driving Uber, turn the app on in the car. Invisibly, if you will, that person has now changed a coverage situation. They've gone from being a personal trip to a business trip, but they haven't gone home first to switch papers. So because the nature of the trip that's being provided can change on a dime, the city code requires drivers to, at all times you're doing business, have both proofs in the car.
Okay, and so I just wanted to clarify. So if we look at the determination letter, I'm clarifying or wondering about making sure that my understanding is in, making sure that you might have some information to help me understand the terminology here.
Okay.
So the first, under PCC 1642-60B, the first paragraph that you referenced in your determination, I'm looking for what are the words that talks about the TNC company insurance requirement. And so it says, in addition, the city requires proof of TNC insurance. And so is the TNC insurance there, I would think, expect that to mean the Uber insurance in this case.
Correct.
And then the second city code provision, the last sentence says, TNC drivers shall present proof of a valid TNC primary automobile insurance policy. Are those the same things?
Yes.
But just one is a lot more descriptive, TNC primary automobile insurance policy, versus the first paragraph, first code provision just says TNC drivers, TNC insurance?
Correct.
Okay.
I can assist with a little more information on the background, if you'll, of those code sections.
I'm just curious as to why they would refer to it in different phrasing.
That's a good question.
And you may not know, it's just when I see something like that, I'm wondering, okay, well, is it really the same thing that they're referring to?
Yes, that is a great question. It is the same thing. Having why it's worded differently, I do not know.
Okay.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me, Mr. Devera, that you didn't take education in mind reading?
My powers are limited in that regard. Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't have any other questions. Is there anything else that you believe you need to furnish or would like to provide at this time?
May I look at my notes?
Absolutely.
I would like to testify that I'm aware that the TNC company has a policy of liability insurance that covers their driver's activities. I've seen copy of the proof of insurance. I know it exists. It is the same certificate of proof used by all drivers in the city of Portland. So I do know that the document exists. I've seen it. I've held it in my hands hundreds of times.
Okay. Okay, based upon the testimony that I've heard from you today, in addition to the evidence in the record, I do find that there is substantial information or evidence in the record to support the issuance of the January 24th, 2018 civil penalty determination, that is justified by the facts of the incident as well as the law that is applicable. I will issue a written order to explain further my findings, and the appellant, once he receives it, he has the ability to file a writ of review to appeal my decision. The same would go for the city, however, since it is in the city's favor, I did not mention that would be something the city might want to pursue. So with that being the case, I am going to close the hearing. Thank you very much, Mr. Naymer.
Thank you.